Welcome back to another episode of Who Am I? I'm your host, Michael Mann.
What unites people? Armies, gold, flags, stories.
So guys, how has your week been? Did you all put your thinking caps on for the last episode? Well, we did make it a little bit hard, the last one, as it was a little short and we know that it was a really particular sub-story of that person's life. So hopefully this time we'll make it a little bit easier for you. Last week we obviously rolled over the giveaway, but unfortunately we will have to do that once again for this episode. A big shout out to Amanda Ruff, who was the closest with the guess. But I'm sorry to tell you that Sean Kingston was the incorrect person. So now I'm going to give a little bit of a spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't listened to the previous episode. If you don't wish to find out who it is, then please feel free to skip forward about 60 seconds. You'll hear the theme tune once again, and it will signal when the spoiler is over. So anyway, the correct answer was Jackie Chan. You're probably thinking to yourself, Jackie Chan? That's exactly what we all thought as well. It was actually on the shoot of one of his recent movies during a jet ski accident. He didn't know how to swim, but agreed to do the stunt anyway, which is a little bit questionable in our eyes. But yeah, he capsided due to the aggressive rapids and it created a little vortex and ended up sucking him into the water and the jet ski was above him and he couldn't breathe. He was drowning, and so he had to kind of try and stay calm, and he moved around the jet ski and finally found a bit of air where the crew managed to finally save him. And the whole crew was kind of cacking themselves at this point, but luckily he did survive. This is obviously the same Jackie Chan that does all of his own stunts as an actor, including a time when he also slid down a 20-plus story building in Rotterdam for one of his movies, which took him kind of 2 weeks to prep for. Just to build up the courage, actually, because he did it without any harnesses, no, nothing. He just slid down a 20-story building. I mean, it's actually crazy. So as no one guessed the correct answer, we will now roll over the giveaway to this week. So whoever manages to guess correctly will win a pair of Arbaly wireless earphones, 6 months of Spotify, and a £50 Amazon voucher. And we really want someone to win, so I'm going to go straight up and give you a clue. You know, it's someone who's no longer with us. So that eliminates a lot of people, a lot of them. If you haven't played this game before, it's relatively simple. All you need to do, and I've mentioned this in all of the podcasts before, is all you need to do is you need to listen to the story and you need to guess who the story belongs to. It could be a part of their story, it could be their whole life, it could be a bunch of different things. What you need to remember also as well is that they could be dead or alive, they could be male or female, they could be fictional or non-fictional, but either way, the person that we choose will likely be a famous person. So you will no doubt know who they are or have heard of them in some way, shape or form. So I want to start now and I want everyone to get their thinking caps on. If you use earphones or headphones, it's probably going to give you the best experience so you can listen to all the sound effects. And there are clues littered throughout this one. So be open and have a little think about what might work. So yeah, here we go. I remember when I used to walk back from school, watching the boats sail silently down the canals among the hustle of life. I remember the floating boats of the flower market decorated in the vibrant colours of tulips and hyacinths. And the happiness I felt chatting with my friends. I remember my dreams of becoming a writer, leaving an everlasting legacy of my time in this planet. It's all a distant memory now. Now I have to be quiet all the time. Any sound from downstairs makes everyone so anxious. I notice a change in my parents while we've been here. Newsome outside, I assume. I see the world slowly being transformed into a wilderness. At least that's what I think. I hear the approaching thunder that one day will destroy us too. The world will keep on turning without me. And I can't do anything to change the events anyway. However, when I can write, I can shake off all of my cares. I look back to day one of my diary. I hope I'll be able to confide everything to you as I have been able to confide in anyone. And I hope you will be the source of comfort and support. Before, I would only write in my diary, whereas now, I also have a friend to share my thoughts with. In the evenings, when we can at least make a small amount of noise, I feel way more relaxed and I'm enjoying spending time with my new friend. It's strange because I feel the suffering of millions. And yet, when I look up at the sky, I somehow feel that everything will change for the better. That this cruelty too shall end. That peace and tranquility will return once more. Who am I? Right, guys, so you've had loads of clues now. And I believe if you think hard enough, you'll know exactly who this person is. At least I think so. And maybe it's a little bit easier for us because we were the ones who chose the people in the first place. So I don't know. But either way, I feel like this one might be a bit of an easier one. Obviously, you can be in with the chance of winning £170 worth of prizes, which have been rolled over for 2 weeks now. All you have to do is like our page, share the post, and guess the correct answer. If someone guesses correctly, they will be entered into the draw. And if there is only one person that gets it right, they're the one that will win the prize. I want to take this opportunity again to thank all of our listeners. You guys really make this happen, and we're so grateful for the kind feedback we've received along the way. We're going to try our best to keep up with the one a week release. But as it's getting a little bit busier for us during the summer season, we may release a bunch all at once instead. Either way, we're going to try and release 4 episodes a month. And that way you guys can get your Who Am I fix. And also it will help us to kind of fix the scheduling a little bit actually and work on the scheduling. So once again, I thank everyone and I wish everyone the best of luck for the prize draw. And we really hope that someone can win it this time. So please, everyone, do your best. Write an answer and see whether or not you can win £170 worth of prizes. I look forward to speaking with you all next week. Thanks a lot, guys.
armies, gold, flags, stories.